Kevin Minch. Kevin, you're deep into the playoffs here in the Western Hockey League final, and a lot of eyes on the two teams, and certainly a lot of eyes on the officials. A few thoughts when you get down to this part of the season. How important it is, for your team of officials to be prepared to be cohesive and to be available to make sure that the athletes have a good opportunity to decide things themselves.
Well, yeah, preparation is important this time of year. If you look at what the teams do to get prepared, I think the officiating staff is in a very, similar situation with being prepared. We start during the regular season, and really what we have to do is make sure the standard of play that's set during the regular season is what's carried over into the playoffs. That's what the teams expect, and that's what we have to deliver. This time of year, obviously, we reduce our staff. We're a performance-based industry. Top teams are here, top officials are here. And so as we move through the playoffs, the guys that are performing the best are the guys that are moving forward. The confidence that they come in with is that they have really set themselves up to feel comfortable that what they're doing is the right thing. If we compare ourselves to the teams with their coaching staff, the coaching staff will make adjustments as they go along, and as the coaching staff for the officials, we do the same thing, make adjustments where we have to just to make sure that the game is being played as intended in the Western Hockey League.
A couple of thoughts then. You mentioned that, sort of your top officials are here. They've kind of earned that opportunity. If you could just maybe talk a little bit about the progression, the kinds of things that they have to do, that they have to accomplish to get the nod, to get the big games.
Well, I just mentioned it's a performance-based industry, and guys have to perform well. It's not just what did you do for me recently, but it's sort of like what kind of a foundation have you built so that you've got not only your own confidence, but the confidence of the officiating coaches, confidence of the teams, and that's really how they set themselves up, is to work through the year to become very consistent. Same thing has to happen in the playoffs. The guys that move forward are the guys that are making not only the right decisions, sometimes the tough decisions. Usually they're strong communicators, and they have a real good rapport with the teams.
Good. Yeah, that's what I wanted to kind of get from you, Kevin, was some thoughts on performance specifically. Is it's not necessarily chronically making the same mistakes or being out of position or those types of things. I guess those are the types of errors that are going to cost an official an opportunity.
Well, sometimes people don't realize the level of accountability in the game. We watch a team play, and we see a coach that has to set a player down at the end of the bench for a while. Sometimes they don't play the next game. That's in all facets of the game. And as officials move through the system, sometimes they're passed because guys are getting stronger than them, and sometimes they get passed because they haven't kept up with their development that's necessary to move forward. Accountability is a big thing in officiating. And accountability can mean you're left behind because you're not performing, but accountability also means that you get rewarded when you're doing what's expected of you.
So with that in mind, the stable of officials in the Western Hockey League, the young guys, you seem to have a bounty. Good, qualified officials, guys who are committed.
We feel that way. We've got to treat our program just like any hockey club treats theirs. We have to scout. We have to look for prospects. We have to assist with their development. We have to put them into our environment when they're ready to go. We have to have strong coaching for them. And, the coaching is so important. We talk about having supervisors. We talk about officiating managers. Bottom line, they're officiating coaches. And whether you're a player, whether you're an official, if you don't get the proper coaching, your development's going to suffer. So we focus heavily on coaching and helping the young guys move through the system. So whether they're working for us already or on their way, just stepping on the ice for us, we feel that we have a significant role to play to prepare them to skate in the Western Hockey League.
And when you talk about accountability and the demands, a lot of these young officials are trying to balance their success and their development with life at home and careers off the ice.
We can look at that two ways. We can look at that as being a significant challenge where they're taken in a different direction, but really what it is, it's comforting to know that in order to have balance in their lives, they can really focus on what they're doing. We've got guys that are committed. They're committed to their jobs, they're committed to their schooling, they're committed to their families, they're committed to officiating. And when you hire the right people and they give you a commitment, you know that they're going to work hard to excel.
Last question, I'm going to take you down a little different path here. You know, there is some history. You know, Kevin Minch is an on-ice official. I think back to my experiences as a Western Hockey League fan. I look at guys who have come and gone, the Mick Magoos of the world, and what it was like back in the day for you as an official. Sometimes the referees were maybe a little more flamboyant back in those old days, and they were actually quite entertaining while being very proficient as officials. Things seem to have changed a little bit. There appears to maybe be a little more structure. Any thoughts?
Well, I think things have changed. Hey, Mick was a character, one of the best guys on the ice. You take a look at another guy like Paul Stewart. They certainly had their own personalities. And I think to be successful, you can't try to be fake. You can't be something that you're not. You have to be yourself on the ice. And maybe things are now a little bit more structured, but I still think people are themselves. They just sort of operate more within the expected. Professionalism is the wrong root word. Maybe they perform more sort of like what's the accepted level of...
There's a decorum that seems a little different now than back in the day.
Well, it is, but guys still have their own personality. And you know what? If you look at the guys that we were just discussing, a lot of it was in their mannerisms. Well, now guys still do it, but they do it in their communication.
Right. Gotcha. Kevin, thanks so much for doing this.
Yeah, no problem.